Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Outstanding Hispanic Educator. The caption reads above. Lillian Marquez, President of Hispanic Heritage of Odessa, and Ramon Riviera pose with the 2020 Don Quixote Award on Tuesday evening at the ECISD Administration Building. Riviera was the recipient of this year's Outstanding Hispanic Educator Award. Below, the caption is, Ramon Riviera, recipient of the Hispanic Heritage of Odessa 2020 Don Quixote Award, gives a small thank you speech following the award presentation at the ECISD admin building on Tuesday evening. Retirement. The caption reads, the Odessa Police Department recently honored Sergeant Pete Gonzalez Wright on his retirement. Gonzalez dedicated 16 years of service to OPD.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, September 30th, parts of Section A. Stenholm endorses Hogg. Former Congressman Charlie Stenholm, Democrat, Texas, from 1978 to 2004, has endorsed John Mark Hogg for Congress in District 11. We need a congressman who will represent all of us, not just some of us. John Mark will fight for Main Street, not Wall Street. Please join me in electing John Mark Hogg to Congress November 3rd. John Mark Hogg, in a news release, thanked the former congressman, saying, if there is one congressman in recent memory I most hope to emulate, it is Charlie Stenholm, a true gentleman, champion of the little guy, and tireless watchdog of the federal budget. It is my privilege to receive his support and endorsement. Endorsements made for some in municipal election by Michael Merlot. The Ector County Republican Party Executive Board has endorsed some candidates ahead of the November municipal election. Ector County Republican Party Chairman Tisha Crow said that the Ector County Republican Executive Board voted to endorse candidates about 10 days ago. It's been some time since she remembers the ECRAP endorsing candidates for the nonpartisan city council elections. It's been around 10 years, she said. Crow said the decision to endorse candidates is because of the current city council's lack of responsibility to voters. We have a city council that is spending money irregardless of how voters feel, she said. The city council approved a $93 million debt issuance in 2019 without voter approval in a 5-to-1 vote, with both mayoral candidate Dewey Bryant and at-large candidate and current Odessa Mayor David Turner approving the vote. Turner, in a phone interview Tuesday, said that the endorsements don't mean that much because the race is nonpartisan. I'm just running for everyone, not one party, he said. Turner spoke on the vote for the previous debt issuance, saying that sometimes infrastructure has been put off too long and has to be dealt with, he said. That's just the way I look at it. The candidates endorsed include District 2 candidate Rachel Miner, District 1 candidate Mark Mata, at-large candidate Denise Swanner, and mayoral candidate Javier Hoven. Crow said all of those endorsed have guaranteed they wouldn't issue certificates of obligation unless there were a real emergency, such as a tornado tearing up the town. Hoven, who is the ECRP 204th Precinct Chairman, abstained from voting on the endorsements, Crow added. Mayoral candidate Gloria Apolinario said in a Tuesday phone interview that the party is supposed to be neutral. They shouldn't be endorsing anybody, adding that it puts her and other Republican candidates at a disadvantage. I run on my merits, she said. ECRP endorsed council candidates were showcased with signs along with their names listed with President Trump's on the back of T-shirts during a Saturday event held at the GOP headquarters during a Back the Blue pancake breakfast and fun fair. District 2 candidate Rachel Miner said that she appreciates all endorsements, whether they be Republican or Democrat. "I'm a Republican, so to have the party back me is an honor," she said. She spoke on her platform saying that maybe it aligned most with the Republican platform itself. District 1 candidate Mark Mata also said that it was probably his values that aligned with the local GOP. "It's no secret that I am a very conservative Republican," he said, adding that he didn't know why other Republicans were not endorsed, but that he'll take any endorsement he can get. Man charged with assault and choking pregnant ex-girlfriend. A 31-year-old man was arrested Saturday after he assaulted and choked his ex-girlfriend, who was 7 months pregnant at the time of the incident, reports detail. Gary Ray White was charged with assault by strangulation or suffocation, family violence, a third-degree felony. He was also indicted by an Ector County grand jury for assault on a pregnant individual, family violence, a third-degree felony. The reported assault happened around 8:02 p.m. August 1st in the 4600 block of Hendrick Avenue, an OPD affidavit stated. The complainant, Diana Hernandez, reportedly told officers that she was assaulted by her ex-boyfriend, who was identified as White. Hernandez stated she and White had an argument inside the listed residence. Hernandez stated White grabbed her right arm and pulled it behind her back and pushed her down on the bed and began to assault her by scratching on her stomach and biting her on the left cheek. Officers reportedly saw red marks on Hernandez's stomach and neck, which were consistent with her statement. Hernandez continued to detail that she attempted to defend herself from White, as she is 7 months pregnant, the affidavit stated. Hernandez stated that White was able to roll her over on her back and placed both of his hands around her neck and throat and applied pressure to her neck and throat. White reportedly impeded the normal breathing or circulation of the blood and air to Hernandez's neck and throat. She stated she was unconscious for 3 minutes. Hernandez also stated she had a difficult time breathing when she regained consciousness. Hernandez stated White fled the scene prior to police arrival. White was arrested and booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center Saturday, jail records show. He has two bonds totaling $70,000 and was still in custody as of Tuesday morning. Odessa man gets additional charges. Grand jury indicts man on indecency with a child. An Ector County grand jury reportedly indicted a 49-year-old man who is accused of sexually assaulting his 8-year-old family member multiple times over the span of about 2 months with additional charges. Bobby Wayne McDowell is charged with 3 counts of indecency with a child, sexual contact, a second-degree felony. McDowell was booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center Monday and had 3 bonds totaling $150,000, jail records show. He posted bail Monday. The 3 indictments happened September 14th, court records show. An arraignment is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. October 8th in the 70th District Courtroom of Judge Den Whalen. A previous Odessa American article detailed the sexual assaults started in April and ended May 31st after the 8-year-old returned from a trip with McDowell and his wife. During a forensics interview, the girl reportedly detailed McDowell, who owns RV Parks in Gardendale, has ATVs on the RV property. The girl detailed when the relative's wife would have to work that she and McDowell would go ride ATVs. The girl stated during the interview that McDowell would sit behind her and put his left hand down the top of her shorts under her underwear, the previous article stated. The girl reported that McDowell told her he could get into a lot of trouble if she ever told anyone. The girl also reportedly detailed the relative and his wife would take her and her little sister to the lakes. The girl stated he had jet skis. She stated he would sit in the middle of the jet ski and put her in the front of him and put her little sister behind him. The ECSO affidavit detailed the girl stated during the interview that he would put his left hand down her bikini bathing suit bottom. McDowell would reportedly use his right hand to help her press the gas button, and she would steer. McDowell's hand would reportedly move around until they would stop riding the jet skis. A couple of weeks before the outcry, the girl reportedly detailed that McDowell was putting his hand on her a lot, and she didn't like it, and she wanted it to stop. She didn't stop crying until another family member at the lake asked her what was wrong, and she told her that he keeps inappropriately touching her and she can't take it anymore. The other family member made the girl tell the relative's wife what she told her, and the woman confronted her husband, at which time he apologized. McDowell said his wife reportedly took the girl and her sister home and told the girl's parents. Bobby McDowell reportedly cried, apologized, and stated he didn't know why he was doing that. In addition to the arrest of McDowell, 31-year-old Ashley Nicole Kendall was charged with failure to report continuous sexual assault of a child under the age of 14, a Class A misdemeanor. Kendall was arrested September 2nd after she failed to report continuous sexual abuse of an 8-year-old girl to a peace officer or law enforcement agency. At 4:15 p.m. May 31st, the report of sexual assault of a child under the age of 14 was reported to the Odessa Police Department, a previous Odessa American article detailed. It was found that one of the incidents had occurred in Ector County and was turned over to ECSO June 22nd. The original outcry person was reportedly identified as Kendall. The 8-year-old girl made the outcry that she had been inappropriately touched by her family member several times. The girl made the outcry to Kendall May 30th while on vacation in Llano County. Kendall took the girl to McDowell's wife and made her tell what she said, an ECSO affidavit detailed. McDowell's wife confronted him, at which time McDowell didn't deny. Kendall left the girl in the care of McDowell and his wife and failed to assist or immediately report the offense to a peace officer or law enforcement agency. ECSO reportedly contacted Kendall more than once in regard to the outcry and information about the investigation to the continuous sexual assault of a child. Kendall told ECSO that she can't talk and she wants nothing to do with it. The affidavit detailed that during ECSO last contact, she advised to contact her attorney. When asked who her attorney was, the phone was disconnected. Kendall was arrested, charged, and transported to Ector County Law Enforcement Center. She had one bond totaling $1,000 and posted bail September 2nd, jail records show. Police searching for man involved in grocery store theft. The Odessa Police Department is reportedly looking for a man involved in a theft at a grocery store. The reported theft happened at 7:10 p.m. August 28th at the HEB located at 2501 West University, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed that a man stole merchandise and left the scene in a white Chevrolet Cavalier. OPD has released a photo of the man on its website at tinyurl.com/Y4WER47G. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to call Detective Y. Medrano at 432-333-3641 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 20-0015569. Obituaries and death notices for Wednesday, September 30th. Cyrena Boggs. Cyrena Boggs, 102, of Odessa, passed away September 26th. She was born September 15th, 1918, in Hamilton, Montana, to Sadie Jeffries Carman and Louis Quincy L.Q. Carman. She married Harry Boggs in 1942 in Dexter, and they were married for 72 years. She was preceded in death by her husband, Harry Boggs, and a brother, Eugene, as well as her parents, Sadie and L.Q. Carmen. Survivors include her sister, Grace Carmen, her daughter, Judy, and husband, Dennis Williams of Odessa, son, Fred, and his wife, Annette, of Roswell, New Mexico, 5 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, Friday, October 2nd, at Ballard Funeral Home, with graveside service to follow at 1 p.m. at South Park Cemetery, with Reverend Ron Hankins of Odessa officiating. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be made to the New Mexico Baptist Children's Home, 2200 South Avenue I, Portales, 88130, or your favorite charity. An online registry can be accessed at www.ballardfuneralhome.com. Jose Garza, Sr. Jose Angel Garza, Sr., 85, of Odessa, passed away September 23rd. He was born in Glen Flora to Jose and Angelita Garza, November 17, 1934. He married Lucia Palomino in 1956. Jose is survived by his wife, Lucia, his children, Eliseo Garza and wife, Alida, Lupe Ramos and husband, Johnny, Josie Molinar and husband, Roy, Anita Garza and husband, Daniel Talavera, Lucia Marquez and husband, Freddie, Joe Anthony Garza, and Jose Angel Garza, Jr., as well as 18 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren. He is predeceased by his parents, Jose and Angelita Garza, brothers Juan Arellano, Feliz Arellano, Eliseo Garza, Seferino Garza, Caterino Garza, Eusebio Garza, and a sister, Olivia Trevino. Visitation will be held Thursday, October 1st from 12 noon to 9 p.m. at Odessa Funeral Home, with rosary being recited at 7 p.m. Mass of Christian burial will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church at 1 p.m. Friday, October 2nd, and burial will follow in the Ector County Cemetery. Due to the COVID situation, there will not be a fellowship after services. Walter Henry Myers. Walter Henry Myers of Odessa passed away September 27th at home from Alzheimer's-related complications. He was born February 9th, 1940, to his parents Orville Checkbook and Meredith Rogers Myers. He married his wife Rose Marie in 1972. Walter is preceded in death by his parents. He is survived by his wife of 47 years, Rose Marie Strickland Myers, son Kevin and wife Brenda, son Eric, son Jason and wife Amy, daughter Cherise and husband Kevin Binkley, his brother William Mart Myers, and 6 grandchildren. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, October 2nd at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with James A. Goodgame officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the Alzheimer's Association or American Heart Association. To send condolences to the family, please sign his guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. William E. Bill McGee, Jr. William Bill Edward McGee, Jr. of Abilene passed away Friday, September 25th. A memorial service in his honor will be held Saturday, October 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Little South Baptist Church, with Minister Rodney Watson officiating. Bill was born September 3rd, 1948 in Sweetwater to William Edward McGee, Sr. and Macy Alice Gailey McGee. He was preceded in death by his parents. He He is survived by his son, Eddie McGee, and wife, Cleisha of Abilene, daughter, Ramona Singer, and husband, Ron of San Diego, California, 4 grandchildren, a brother-in-law, James Brown, sisters-in-law, Joan Summers, Becky Brown, 4 grandchildren, and several cousins. Online condolences may be made at www.northsfuneralhome.com. Death notices. Maria Ramirez Duran. Maria Ramirez Duran, 66, of Odessa, died Monday, September 28th. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Thursday, October 1st, at St. Mary's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at 2 p.m. in Balmoray, with Father Bernardito Guedigan officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Gail Ewell Pettit. Gail Ewell Pettit, 85, of Odessa, died Thursday, September 24th. A funeral service is scheduled for 1 p.m. Thursday, October 1st, at Stonegate Fellowship, Odessa. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Teresa Sotelo Samaniego. Teresa Sotelo Samaniego, 68, died Thursday, September 24th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Emmanuel Armando Nano Urias. Emmanuel Armando Nano Urias, 18, died Saturday, September 26th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
Obituaries from the Midland Reporter-Telegram, published Sunday, September 27th, 2020. Donna Sherlene Finn. Donna Sherlene Finn, 66 of Midland, passed away Sunday, September 20th, 2020. Celebration of life will be held on Tuesday, September 29th, 2020 at 1 p.m. at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. Donna was born on July 28, 1954 to Shirley and Walter Hamilton in San Angelo. She is survived by her 2 sons, Thomas and wife Beth, and Dennis and Alyssa Finn of Midland, sister Kim Carter of Fredericksburg, brother Walt Hamilton and wife Lexa of Katy, Texas, Aunt Barbara Welch, Uncle Robert Young, nieces and nephews Amanda Gray and husband Alec, Derek Gray and wife Sadie of Midland, Kevin Carter and wife Courtney of Uvalde, Sarah Taylor and husband Jared of the Woodlands, Shelby Hamilton, Carrie Hamilton, and Bryce Hamilton, all of Katy, Texas, grandchildren Paxton Finn, Rhett Finn, Austin Finn, Carson Chastain, and Ford Cochran of Midland. Numerous extended grandchildren and children that she took care of and who took care of her as well. She is preceded in death by her mother and father, Shirley and Walter Don Hamilton, also brother-in-law Gilbert Carter. The family suggests in place of flowers that donations be sent to PBRC Permian Basin Rehab Center in honor of Donna's life, to carry on her legacy of care. The PBRC website is pbrcrehab.org/donate, or contact them by 432-332-8244 for ways to give. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at npwelch.com. Joanna Joni Kathleen Sullivan. Joanna Joni Kathleen Sullivan, 53 of Midland, passed away Monday, September 21st, 2020 in Midland. A memorial mass has been scheduled for 2 p.m. Tuesday, September 29th at St. Anne's Catholic Church with Monsignor Larry Droll officiating. Joni was born in Irving, Texas, to Patrick and Patricia Parkerson on August 4, 1967. Joni is preceded in death by her mother, Patricia Parkerson. She is survived by her husband, John, three children, Kathleen, Owen, and Scott, five siblings, and father, Patrick Parkerson. Services are entrusted to Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. To send condolences directly to the family, please email talkingbull10@gmail.com. And for online condolences, please visit willowbrk.com. John Thomas Midkiff. John Thomas Midkiff, a lifelong Midlander, passed away September 19, 2020, in Midland. John was born in Midland on June 9, 1932, to Herd and Julia Potter Midkiff at 501 North Baird Street, the home of his grandparents, John H. and Martha Veach Potter. John is survived by his loyal and loving wife of 65 years, Mary Lou, and his sons and daughters-in-law, Johnny and Melissa Midkiff, Greg and Cindy Midkiff, all of Midland, and Clay and Krista Midkiff of Edmond, Oklahoma. Also sisters-in-law, Tony Midkiff and Nancy Rubenstein, as well as brother-in-law, Charles Davis and wife Sue. Also, numerous grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and nieces and nephews. He is also survived by his longtime driver, loving caretaker and friend, Lydia Torres. He is preceded in death by Herd and Julia Midkiff, parents, Julia Edith Midkiff Drake, sister, Robert Herd Midkiff, brother, Catherine Denise Midkiff, granddaughter, brothers-in-law Glenn Roy Drake and Morris Rubenstein, and sister-in-law Vicky Yao. A memorial service is planned for 2 p.m. Saturday, October 3rd at First Christian Church in Midland. First Christian Church will live stream the memorial service. Memorial donations may be made in John's honor to the Haley Memorial Library and History Center, Hospice of Midland, or a charity of your choice. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory in Midland. Online condolences may be made at npwelch.com. Kenneth Matuszek. Kenneth Matuszek left for his final takeoff on September 23rd, 2020, with Spanky, his loyal blue heeler, in tow. Kenneth was preceded in death by his beautiful baby girl, Honey Baby Matuszek, and parents Fred and Doris Matuszek. Left to celebrate and cherish his legacy is Yvonne Wright, life partner, best friend and business partner Ramona Matuszek, son J.D. Matuszek, daughter Loni Joe and husband B.J. Javidin, precious grandchildren Wyatt and Jesse, brother Steve and wife Barbara Matuszek, along with many other loved ones. A celebration of his life will be held Tuesday, September 29th at Golf Course Road Church of Christ in Midland. Visitation will be from 1 to 3 p.m., with his service immediately following from 3 to 4 p.m. Kenneth would be honored if you directed memorials to CARC, C-A-R-C, Incorporated, Post Office Drawer 1808, Carlsbad, New Mexico, 88221-9987. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences can be made at npwelch.com. Kirk Oakletree. Kirk Oakletree, our friend and brother, died in Corvallis, Oregon on August 14, 2020. He was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma on February 9, 1951. He was preceded in death by his parents, Tempest and Barbara Oakletree, and his brother, E.J. Oakletree. He is survived by his sister, Brooke Oakletree Nelson of Dallas, his two nieces, Avery Bailey and Corinne Morris, and his scores of friends who are filled with sorrow. If you would like to honor Kirk's memory, you could make a donation to any organization that exemplifies his values, such as those that protect the environment or preserve wilderness. Death notice for Sunday, September 27th. Martha Elva Frausto. Martha Elva Frausto was born May 15, 1966 in Mexico and passed peacefully on September 4, 2020 in Midland. She was married to Ronaldo Ponce Frausto. She is survived by her husband Ronaldo, sons Jesse Lopez and Reynaldo Frausto Jr., daughters Jessica Lopez, Mary Jane Frausto, and Mary Louise Frausto, 12 siblings and 14 grandchildren. There will be no services held at this time.
Obituaries for September 27th. Andrew Nading. Andrew Nading passed away September 19th in Odessa. He was born June 15th, 2001. He is preceded in death by cousins Benavie Wade and Gloria Marie Alvarez and his tío Luis Martinez. He is survived by his parents, Wade and Erica Nading, brothers Kristen Nading and Nicholas Nading, godbrother Marco Martinez, godsisters Chloe Martinez and Carolina Ramirez, grandparents Armando and Cruz Martinez, all of Odessa, as well as grandmother Celia Holland of Abilene, as well as uncles, aunts, and cousins. Family and friends may attend a viewing Monday, September 28th, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. at Odessa Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, September 29th at 12 noon at First United Pentecostal Church, 1700 North Texas in Odessa, officiated by Pastor Terry Pugh. Burial will follow in the Ector County Cemetery. Should family or friends desire, contributions may be sent to Ben Luna's medical expenses GoFundMe account. Sherry White Talley. Sherry Lou White Talley of Garland passed away September 3rd. She was born January 7th, 1953 in Friona to Raymond and Avis White. She married Randy Talley in Hereford July 18th, 1975. Sherry is survived by her husband of 45 years, Randy, son Brett, and wife Lynn Elise, daughter Brooke, and two grandchildren. Also, she is survived by her sister Susan Shaw and husband Sid, brother Chris White and wife Janice, as well as her in-laws Ginger and Ron Ford, Billy and Libby Talley, Barry and Debbie Talley, and 17 nieces and nephews and their children. Donations may be made to the American Cancer Society in her honor or to the Gladney Center for Adoption in Fort Worth. Freddie B. Free Ogle. Freddie Ogle, 82, passed away September 22nd. Visitation was held Thursday, September 24th at Martinez Funeral Home Chapel. A graveside service was held Friday, September 25th. At the Colorado City Cemetery in Colorado City, with arrangements by Martinez Funeral Home of Odessa. Freddie was born September 24, 1937, in Colorado City to Alton Kuhn and Mildred Free. She married Bill Ogle in 1971, and they were married 41 years. Freddie is preceded in death by her husband, Willard Dean Bill Ogle, son Stephen Alton Scott, mother Mildred Earl Free, father Alton Alexander Kuhn Free, brother Paul D. Free, grandmother Omelia May Tickle, and grandfather George William Tickle. She is survived by her son Dennis Ray Pittman and wife Tammy, son David Dean Pittman and wife Mary Jo, daughter Melissa Ogle, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, her brother Don Ray Free, and Rick Ogle of Austin. Jesse Franklin Simmons, Jr. Jesse Franklin Simmons, Jr. was born March 8, 1929 in San Diego, California, and passed away Monday, September 21st in Odessa. He married Priscilla Jean Roberts in 1965. He is preceded in death by his parents, Jesse Franklin Simmons Sr. and Cora Ann Simmons, and by one of his twin sons, Lyle Simmons. He is survived by his wife of 55 years, Priscilla Jean Simmons of Odessa, his son Dale Simmons of Loveland, Colorado, 5 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. A public viewing will be held Sunday, September 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Frank W. Wilson Funeral Directors. Funeral services will be held at Northside Baptist Church Monday, September 28th at 10 a.m. Burial with full military honors will be Tuesday, September 29th at 1 p.m. in the Texas State Veterans Cemetery in Abilene. Janelle Lloyd Llewellyn. Janelle Ida Lloyd Llewellyn, 83, of Odessa, passed away Thursday, September 17th. She was born in Wagoner, Oklahoma, December 24, 1936, the daughter of Raymond Cass Lloyd and Lenora Cummins Lloyd. She married William Bill J. Llewellyn in 1957. Janelle was preceded in death by her husband, William J. Llewellyn, father, Raymond Cass Lloyd, mother, Lenora Cummins Lloyd, sister, LaVon Sutton, and brother, Eddie Lloyd. She is survived by her son, Raymond, and wife, Deborah of Monahans, daughter, Rhonda Llewellyn of Odessa. Two grandchildren and 5 great-grandchildren. Her sister, Carol Douglas, and husband, Ben, of Stillwater, Oklahoma. Brother-in-law, Earl Sutton, of Stillwater, Oklahoma, and several nieces and nephews. Viewing and visitation will be held Tuesday, September 29th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home in Odessa. Casual attire is welcome. A graveside service will be held at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, September 30th, at Sunset Memorial Gardens. In lieu of flowers, please consider donations to St. Jude's, Connection Christian Church, or the Dr. Abdul Qadir Stroke Center of Excellence through the MCHS Foundation. Kenneth Makachik. Kenneth Makachik passed away September 23rd. He was preceded in death by his daughter, Honey Baby Makachik, and his parents, Fred and Doris Makachik. Surviving him are his life partner, Yvonne Wright, Ramona Makachik, his son, J.D. Makachik, daughter, Lonnie Joe, and husband, B.J. Jividen, 2 grandchildren, his brother Steve and wife Barb Makachik, along with many other loved ones. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday, September 29th at Golf Course Road Church of Christ in Midland. Visitation will be from 1 to 3 p.m., with the service immediately following from 3 to 4 p.m. Memorials may be directed to CARC Incorporated, Post Office Box 1808, Carlsbad, New Mexico, 88221. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Picklin Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences can be made at www.npwelch.com. Peggy Jo West Brewer. Peggy Jo West Brewer, 86 of Amarillo, passed away September 24th in Sugar Land. Visitation will be Tuesday, September 29th from 12 to 1 p.m. at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Graveside services will be held at 1 p.m. Tuesday, September 29th at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Brother Michael Bartlett and Brother Michael Moore officiating. Peggy was born in Amarillo to Alton and Mary West, July 16th, 1934. She married Kenneth Ross Brewer in 1953 in Amarillo. She is preceded in death by her husband, Kenneth, her parents, Mary and Alton West, a sister, Doris Thompson, Dolores Halford, Joyce Shotwell, and Soon Chadwick, and a son-in-law, Chipper Minot. Peggy is survived by her children, Ricky Brewer and wife, Pam, Becky Minot, Brian Brewer and wife, Tanya, 7 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Death notices. Joni Sullivan. Joni Sullivan, 53, of Midland, died Monday, September 21st. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. Tuesday, September 29th at St. Anne's Catholic Church in Midland, with Monsignor Larry Droll officiating. Arrangements are by Willowbrook Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Midland. Maria Nino Gavina. Maria Nino Gavina, 75, of Odessa, died Thursday, September 24th. Mass will be celebrated at 2 p.m. Tuesday, September 29th at St. Anthony's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens, with Father Frank Chavez officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Misty Renee Green. Misty Renee Green, 44, of Odessa, died Monday, September 21st. A graveside service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Tuesday, September 29th at the Odessa Garden 2 section of Vector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Ricardo Rick Miller. Ricardo Rick Miller, 67, of Odessa, died Wednesday, September 23rd. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Gail Ewell Pettit. Gail Ewell Pettit, 85, died Thursday, September 24th in Odessa. Services are pending with Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Amabel Ramos Urias. Amabel Ramos Urias, 58, died Thursday, September 24th in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Difference between anxiety and anxiety disorder. Dear Dr. Roach, my mother has been on anxiety medication for 1 year. Her anxiety level continues to increase to the extent that she is unable to rest. She currently takes 30 milligrams buspirone daily for anxiety. She is also on 20 milligrams Losartan. She is in otherwise good health. Is there any additional or different medication that you would recommend for her to improve the quality of her life? DF. Answer. Anxiety is a condition nearly everybody has to deal with on a frequent basis. The difference in anxiety disorders is that the anxiety is difficult to control, happens more days than not, and most importantly, causes significant distress and impairment. Regular anxiety does not require medication treatment. Anxiety disorders often do. Although buspirone is an effective treatment and relatively free of side effects, the most effective class of medication for generalized anxiety disorder in long-term use is the selective serotonin uptake inhibitor class. There are many SSRIs, and some of them are more calming than others. Any of them may be effective for a given person. Your mother could ask about alternate therapy and request a referral to a mental health professional who can provide it.
Man uses family gas money to buy birthday party tattoo. Dear Abby for Wednesday. Dear Abby, my family just came back from a relative's after a weekend visit. The occasion was a birthday party, and he had a tattoo artist come over. My boyfriend, the father of our 14 and 3-year-olds, spent our last $100 and went ahead and got himself a tattoo. We aren't rich, and we had to borrow money for gas to get home. I think he is the most selfish person on the face of the planet, and I get mad at him for every other little thing now. I can't imagine many adult men would do that to their partner. I know a few who would even say, "No, honey, you get something. I can wait." Is there any hope for mankind? Mark of Disaster in Washington. Dear Mark of Disaster, there is plenty of hope for mankind. For the father of your 14 and 3-year-olds, maybe not so much. Was he under the influence at that party, or does he make poor decisions about money often? That tat is now a constant reminder of your disappointment in him, so I hope it's in a place where you don't have to see it every day or night. You have my sympathy, but you chose this person as a life partner. Dear Abby, my parents have been together for more than 3 decades, but their marriage has been strained for years. Still, they won't pull the plug and call it quits. It's making us kids, all in our 20s and out of the house, and our extended family confused and frustrated. They still live under one roof, although they spend all of their time in separate parts of the house and communicate only through us kids. They're clearly miserable, but if any of us tries to speak to them about their toxic dynamic, each one blames the other. Abby, I adore both of my parents, but they're becoming shells of themselves. I know it's not my business to step in, but something has to change. I can't handle another tense holiday visit. What should I do? Concerned in California. Dear Concerned, you and your siblings should sit down with your parents and tell them the effect their toxic dynamic has had on you as a family. All of you should urge them to seek counseling from a licensed marriage and family therapist. Then cross your fingers and hope they are willing to follow through. However, if they aren't and you can't handle another tense holiday visit, I recommend you make other plans and tell them why. Dear Abby, I am 13. 3 years ago, I was in a car accident that left me in a wheelchair. I have been able to move on in life and am happy and have lots of friends who helped me stay active in sports, etc. My problem is, I had a friend before my accident who moved away, and I'm sure he doesn't know his once best friend can no longer walk. I just heard his family is moving back here, and I'm not sure how to handle this. Should I contact him before the move, or wait and be like, "Oh, by the way, do you have any advice?" Wondering in New York. Dear Wondering, the news is bound to be a shock. If you have this young man's contact information, I vote for letting him know in advance about the accident. And while you're at it, fill him in on what you have been doing since he left town. Write Dear Abby at www.com or P.O. Box 69440.
Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. Note, Bigger Stars is based on the degree of your sun at birth. The sign name is simply a label that astrologers put on a set of degrees for convenience. For best results, readers should refer to the dates following each sign. A baby born today has a sun in Libra and a moon in Pisces until 9:47 p.m., when the moon enters Aries. Happy birthday for Wednesday, September 30, 2020. Curious, knowledgeable, and perfectionist, you're an expert in ferreting out the truth. You impress people, and this year, you outdo even yourself with the recognition you receive. Finances are also good. If single, you attract many, but you're picky and might have to wait until next year to find your true mate. If attached, your love is idealistic and complete, and your partner is your hero. Capricorn tells you the truth. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 3 stars. Delays and changes are likely to test your patience. You might handle the morning with more calmness and equanimity than is usual for you. Proceed cautiously with personal plans. The adventurer in you is awakened as the day draws to a close. Tonight, relax. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 3 stars. A powerful new friendship or group affiliation is formed. One word of caution. You might attract a powerful new friend in the form of a ruthless and manipulative individual out for his or her own gain. Avoid power struggles. Tonight, a blitz of online networking. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 4 stars. Exciting, new work-related opportunities come your way. There is a possible mix of social life and work. You might be attending, remotely, an important business function. Dealings with coworkers should be relatively pleasant. Tonight, adjusting to changes in your work schedule. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 3 stars. Today brings a time of restlessness when energies might be scattered in many directions. Don't make permanent decisions today, although singles might meet someone with meritable potential. Wait a few days before proceeding forward. Tonight, take a long, soothing bath. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Partnerships, and you personally, seem on an uneven keel. Know that this is short-lived. Those of you involved in sports certainly have the edge. You will have to take the initiative today. Beware of possessiveness. Tonight, no one can make up their mind. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 4 stars. You make a favorable impression. A new friendship could be found with a fiery, communicative person. He or she is likely to share a similar outlook on life. Each of you could learn a lot from each other. Tonight, stay out of others' relationship battles. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 3 stars. If working, expect blocks and delays. Don't be surprised if coworkers seem out of sorts. Skip domestic or career decision-making. Any decision made will be subject to change. Besides this, you will find you don't have all the facts. Tonight, hearing from a long-lost friend. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 4 stars. Today brings increased responsibilities involving children or romance with someone older. Commitments made could be lasting. There will be no sitting on the sidelines. For the most part, you'll be able to charmingly navigate your way out of any difficulties. Tonight, early bedtime. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 4 stars. Today brings opportunities through important new social contacts, perhaps with those from another culture. Business might be combined with pleasure now. However, you might feel that some personal sacrifice is necessary in order to get ahead. Tonight, remote Zooming. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 3 stars. Today emphasizes a continuing need for cooperation with coworkers who might be undergoing their own personal crisis. Be careful of mixing romance with work, as jealousy could bring upset and disharmony. Tonight, overdue phone calls and emails. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18. 4 stars. Hold on to any extra money that comes your way. Don't be surprised if you find yourself feeling quite feisty today. But remember that impatience and argumentativeness will bring only discord. Tonight, cooperation will be more easily achieved and balance regained. Pisces, February 19 through March 20. 5 stars. Endeavors begun today could turn out to be long-term and secure, as well as bringing future opportunities. You have the green light to follow up on ideas and discussions that have been put on the back burner. Tonight, celebrating with joy. Born today, author Truman Capote, 1924, actress Marion Cotillard, 1975, tennis player Martina Hingis, 1980.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.